I know we wanted to really work on the MAP program and the signing up All-Stars, make sure everybody's proficient in that area, but let's keep on our training schedule, too. 10 tips on improving self-esteem. This whole talk today is based on an article that was in Network Marketing Times written by Dave Sanders. It's a great little article, and I thought it's really something, again, that fits well, too, with our MAP program because a lot of us have issues around self-esteem. And so we really need to build up on that because that's what's holding us back. And when anything that's holding you back from being the best you can be and moving forward in life, let's work on it. And let's work on you, and let's work on breaking down some of the barriers of what that could be for you. So if there are ways I can help support you in building more self-esteem, I'm here to help do that for you. Self-esteem is something that you earn through confidence and self-mastery. It's a result of having more confidence. It's a result of self-mastery. It's a result of being successful.
Do I have gas?
So all of these things help.
What did you do?
I got somebody on a cell phone in the background talking. Please mute. Star 6. Thank you. Self-esteem. So what you want to be doing is you want to be out there taking action. The way to get more self-esteem is going to be, of course, through activities and having success at your activities. One of the things that we see happen in network marketing so often is people sign up, they get going, they get excited about it, and 6 months later, they've only signed up one person. And people, that was my experience in network marketing. So I know because I'm talking from experience. I was a total flop in network marketing. Do you think I had self-esteem? Well, I had plenty of self-esteem around everything else in my life, but definitely I had no self-confidence that I was able to do network marketing. And how many of you, anyone on the call, go through that experience? That you felt like this wasn't for me? Anyone of you? I got a lot of you on mute, so I know you can't participate. But, you know, a lot of us, a lot of people in Nanotech and in network marketing, they go through the first 3 to 6 months and they say, oh, my goodness, this is a whole different animal. I have no clue. And we quit. A lot of people quit because they have a lack of mastery over it and they feel like it doesn't work. And sometimes this feeling comes not just in the first 6 months, but even in the first couple of years or 3 years or 4 years. I've even talked to people who, you know, at the executive director level, and they're frustrated as all get out because it's not working for them. And I go, well, how did it work for you before? Obviously, to get to executive, you had to have done something right. So let's go back and see what you were doing before, and why are we shifting in what we're doing when what worked? Let's go back to what worked for us before. So there's just a lot of things that we need to do. So in network marketing, of course, what we're always working with you, whether you're brand new today on this call for the first time or you've been on my calls for 5, 6 years, it doesn't matter. Either you need to work on self-esteem or you need to help be put in a position where you can help others work on their self-esteem. Because when you lose self-esteem in network marketing, that's when you lose your confidence on whether or not you can do it. And when somebody's lost their confidence in whether or not they can do it, it's a tough road to toe to get back to that level of confidence, to jump back in. And with network marketing, it takes all your energy. I mean, you just need to really believe in yourself. You need to believe in the system. You need to believe in Nanotech. You need to believe in the products. You need to believe in what you're doing. So self-esteem is critical. Self-esteem, its reason is critical because now not only does it determine how you view yourself, it's how you look at yourself. When you look in a mirror, if you have self-esteem or don't have self-esteem, that totally changes what you see when you view yourself. But it also provides a filter for us. Self-esteem, lack thereof, filters how we view everything else. So it plays a gigantic role in our lives. So by building self-esteem, all of a sudden we start opening up and we start envisioning a world of total abundance. Instead of a world of scarcity, a total world of abundance. So we've got to work on self-esteem. As Christians, I put a little block in the outline today just to talk about this briefly. A lot of us are Christians who are involved in Nanotech, and our self-esteem, of course, is sourced totally in our Creator. We acknowledge that God created us. He created us in His image. So God didn't create any junk. So right away we acknowledge right off the bat that we are an invaluable creature created in God's image. And when we lose self-esteem, then we're really almost getting into denial over what God's told us biblically. And let's not get into that kind of behavioral pattern because now you're starting to question the Word. So acknowledge that God created us in His image. So there is no junk. We are incredible creatures created in His image. We also know as Christians that God lives within us. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. We are, you know, I mean, so how could this person not have tremendous value? We carry tremendous value. We carry tremendous purpose here on earth. And the third acknowledgement we get that's clear is that God is in control and he's covenant of abundance with John 10:10. And I'm not talking about abundance of wealth. I'm not telling you that God wants everybody to be rich and you need to be rich in order to be godly. That is total wrong conclusion. That is not what this is about. And for those of you who are into this issue around God and his desire for abundance in our life, it's abundance of joy, abundance of peace, abundance of security. There's a great article in Time magazine I just recommend from last week. And in fact, the front page of Time magazine said, you know, there's this new prosperity theology going on with Joel Osteen and other preachers about God's desire for us to be rich. And I would say take the time to go out and purchase that Time magazine and read that article. It's kind of fascinating how, you know, the dispersion of our you know, conservative religious philosophy is going in different directions out there. The Rick Warren versus the Joel Osteen, you know, forces. And I'm more aligned with Rick Warren, although I do believe that God does have a covenant of abundance, but it's not just abundance of wealth, it's abundance in many areas, abundance of joy, abundance of peace, all those others. So anyway, so it's a great thing to look into. And I also just highlighted in my outline for all of you listening today that Joyce Meyer came out with a new book. It's called The Confident Woman, and of course it's written for women, but men can read it too, and it just talks about, you know, God's commitment to us in terms of us being confident creatures, that he's given us power, he's given us self-confidence and all that kind of stuff. It's a great, great book for those of you who don't feel like you're living your life with boldness and direction and things, that you might want to grab onto that book and get some insight from her. So anyway, so those are just some background on self-esteem and the importance of self-esteem and acknowledging ourselves for who we are and the incredible and valuable creatures each one of us are and our purposes for being here. Again, if you feel no purpose, that can leave you a lack of self-esteem too, but we all have tremendous purpose. 10 tips that come out, Dave Sanders has written in his article, 10 tips to improve your self-esteem, and these are his, coming from him. Of course, my number way of improving self-esteem is spending time in the Word, because I think that you can get all the acknowledgement you need on self-esteem by spending time in the Word. But these are good things in terms of habits and behavior in your life that can also support you in, improving your self-esteem. Number one, choosing your peers. And this is really incredible. It's a concept that's not just, you know, central to Dave Sanders' themes. It's central to truths in our world today. That we really, who we surround ourselves with, impact our lives in an incredible way. Some of you have heard the saying, if you want to be an eagle, you can't squawk with the turkeys, right? You have to fly with the eagles to be an eagle. You can't be squawking around with the turkeys. So you got to look around, who am I associating with? So you want to make sure you surround yourself with those who are joyful and positive and supportive. And, you know, there are people around you everywhere that fit that category. You're just not aligning yourself with them. And if you find yourself in pity parties and victim parties and you find yourself surrounded by whiners and things like that, now you're really in a posture where you're going to fall in the trap of becoming one of those people. It's critical that you don't do that. It's critical that you step up and move yourself into an environment, surround yourself with people who are, you know, and I like to say like-minded, but for some of us, we need to get around people that aren't like-minded because we're already in the trap. We've already, you know, somehow our joy has been depleted and we're coming from a negativity, and we need to find positive people to help support us in getting out of that negativity. But always remember, if you're one of the negative people, don't drain people with you. Don't drain other people and drag other people with you. Start converting your attitude around joy and being positive and supportive. Because that's what you want to do. Surround yourself with joyful, positive, and supportive people. When you start looking around at the people who are successful in Manatech, I don't know anyone at the presidential arena, you know, in that group that I can't look at and say they're joyful, they're positive, they're supportive. They may not be doing what you want, because I get people in the field a lot of times complaining about upline not supporting them or whatever, but I'm going to tell you, these people are joyful, they're positive, they're moving forward, they take on that tremendous attitude, and it's all by choice. It's about choosing the way you're going to be, choosing the joy, choosing it, stepping into it. avoid those who are cynical and negative. And even in John Kalinge's book, for some of you who have read his book or haven't gotten it, Being the Best You Can Be in Network Marketing, or I think it's really called Being the Best You Can Be in MLM. I think that's the language on the cover of his book. He discusses the four fuels of you know, just accelerating your business. And one of the four, he puts it in four fuels. And one of them, so he's giving it that kind of importance in your life, is your environment. Who is in your environment? Who are you surrounding yourself with? Who is your mentor? Who are the people that you associate with? Making sure they're always a joyful, positive, supportive, you know, moving forward. People who are dynamic, motivational, those are the people you want to surround yourself. So again, choose your peers. Again, and look at the first word, one of my favorite, choice. It's all about choice. You choose them. Second, be clear about what you want to achieve in life. Clarity is so crucial. What is it that you want in life? I've got some executive directors, I'm not sure they're choosing presidential. I think people don't choose it. I think people, they're not clear that that's their choice. Because I know it because of the results they're creating in their life. If they chose it, they would make it happen. But they're fearful, or there's something holding them back, or competing commitments that are stopping them from choosing presidential. Whatever it is, it's there. It's keeping them stuck. And, you know, I can point it out to them, I can talk to them about it, but they have to choose to release it. They've got to make a movement. But you need to be really clear. You have to be really clear about what you want to achieve in life. And when the clarity comes, when you get focus, when you get the crystal clarity around focus on it, what a difference that makes in moving you forward. And it helps build your self-esteem in the process, because that's what's going to set you free, get you unstuck. So how do I get focused? How do I have clarity? Number one is setting goals, putting it on a piece of paper, getting clarity, working it through. And it might take you a week, a month, a year. I don't know how long. Some people spend 6 months to finalize their goals. That's okay. But get your clarity around it. It doesn't stop you from moving in the interim. It just means you need to spend more time, because you have a lot of, there's a lot of fog in your brain around what you want in life. So you got to set goals and take action. That's what being clear about what you're going to achieve in life. Action needs to be planned, and that's why I tell everybody they need a business plan. Everybody in my organization, I want to have a business plan. Have a plan. And what does that plan look like? That plan looks like 5-2-5, 3-2-1, all the different things out there. Whatever works for you in terms of what are you committed to doing every single day of your life. And one of the most important things you do in network marketing is you make a commitment, at least on a daily basis, you have some minimal commitment that you're going to do every day of your life, no matter what happens. And that's what 5-2-5 is. That's what 3-2-1 is. You can have a whole another business plan that incorporates all the different sorting and the specialty marketing you're doing and all that, because that's important, because that's part of the picture. But there ought to be some basic minimal activity that you commit to every single day of your life. And that's what you need to do. You need to make that commitment and move forward, take action on it. And every time you accomplish it, at the end of the day, you acknowledge yourself as to what you've achieved. As you achieve, you acknowledge yourself. Their acknowledgement is very important, because that's important about building self-esteem. Acknowledge yourself for what you achieve. Because I can have people that they can give me a plan of what they're going to do for a week, and I'll call them up the next week on a coaching call, and they go, wah, 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 and I'm so tired of wah, 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 you know. I can always find 100 reasons why not. Give me the reasons why. Focus on the why, right? But I always tell people, even the wah, 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 I go, what did you do last week? Let's focus on the win you had. Okay, Mary Jo, we'll do that. So I focus on the win. Why do I do that? Because it helps build their self-esteem. It helps move them forward. It helps let them grab onto the things they did accomplish. The more we focus on what we did accomplish, the more we're going to accomplish. But if we focus on what we failed or didn't do, then we're going to continue failing. You don't want to put focus on failure, you put focus on accomplishment. So that's why you want to make sure you acknowledge yourself as you achieve each week, whether you did what you committed to do or not. You got to be careful on that, because you don't want to become a person that doesn't stand by their word, but don't get the hammer out and spend the time focusing on what you didn't do, focus on what you did accomplish. Number three is be positive about yourself. I have a lot of people, I talk to people, you know, on trips, on the Alaska trip. I have lots of associates that aren't in my downline. And they come up to me and they'll go, Mary Jo, my upline thinks I'm a deadbeat because of this, this, and this, and I do this and this, and I haven't done this. And I go, hey, stop the conversation right here. I can't even listen to it. It's so anathema to me. It's like, oh, it's just like I want to vomit when I hear that. I'm sitting there going, stop. We don't want one more word out of your mouth. I don't want to hear what you don't do, why your upline isn't happy with you, what you're not doing, and why you're not making this business. I want to hear what you are doing, and I want to talk about how can you do it better. You get the shift. Get away from negative talk. And people will just, then they'll get defensive with me, and they'll say, well, Rachel, you know, I just, and I go, no, you don't get it. You're not getting it. You are just really not getting it. When you wallow in negative commentary, when you repeat negative things, you create that in your life. It becomes of who you are. I want you to make it totally unacceptable to have negative thoughts and make negative statements. I want it to be so unacceptable, it never comes out of your mouth, it never enters your mind. And for some of you on this call right now, you're going, oh, Mary Jo, that would take a lot. You know what? I agree. For some, it's going to take a lot. But I'm telling you, that's what's just absolutely holding you back in life. There's no room for negativity. And I'm not telling you that negative things aren't going to happen in your life. I have some family things going on right now that are really tough for me to swallow. But you know what? I just go right to the Lord. For me, I go to the Lord. I go, you know what, Lord? I'm surrendering this. I'm handing it over to you. This is what, you know, and it's just so I don't have to focus on it. I don't have to make it part of my life. I don't have to let it eat me up and control my thoughts. And I can go into prayer about it and just pray for just the movement forward, movement in a direction. And I can, when I communicate with the person, I can come from love and just, you know, just love. Just come from love. And it helps me release it so I can stay away from it. It becomes epidemic in your life. So stick to positive. Affirmations are a great start for all of us, and that's why I make it part of my pathway class, to do affirmations. You can never use a negative word in affirmations. It always has to be part of it. Having a heart of gratitude for the many blessings in your life is another great way to stay positive. Always be grateful. And that, what does it do? It makes you focus on the things you're grateful about instead of focusing on the things that aren't. And then, again, rewarding yourself frequently. That's part of the acknowledgement process. So, number four is accept criticism. Fall in love with feedback. Totally understand what feedback really is. I've been over this a number of times on these calls, but feedback is just somebody else's opinion about what's happening or not happening in your life. So you get to pick and choose. You can say, well, you agree with it or don't agree with it. But fall in love with it, because nothing's better than being able to get some people around you to give you some feedback on what's going on, what you're doing, what you're not doing, why you're not effective, so that you can move forward and choose to be different. So, you know, always look forward to feedback. Call up your upline today and say, you know, I need feedback. What do you think's not happening in my business? Some of you don't want to make that phone call because, number one, you don't want to hear about it. You already know. Interesting if they opened your eyes to something that you hadn't been looking at. They saw something you haven't seen that's really standing in your way. So look for feedback from people. Or call somebody that you trust and you love, or somebody that you think has really got this business down who could give you some, you know, constructive criticism or feedback. And that's great. Accept it and move forward. Number five is be ready to fail. This is a huge issue for a lot of people. To build, notice this, to build self-esteem, you have to be ready to fail. You get that? Because you have to be ready to be able to, what am I going to do? How am I going to react to failure? Every single successful person on the face of the earth has failed. I failed. I've closed down two companies. I've liquidated two entities. I've sold them off. I've gone to, in fact, the bank thought I did such a great job, they tried to hire me as a workout woman, that I could do, you know, turnarounds. And I was like, oh, my gosh. Liquidations. Oh, that would be a fun job, to just liquidate companies all over the country. No, thank you. Nothing was more depressing. But, you know, through the of doing, going through some of those experiences in life, that's what's really created the strength of who I am today. And it's learning from mistakes and learning from issues that happen in your life. Fear of failure will absolutely freeze you. So, in fact, I put a quote in the outline. A mentor of mine often jokes that his success comes from the fact that he is able to make mistakes more quickly than others. I love that quote. I think it's great. So it's about making mistakes. Enjoy, have the joy about going into mistakes. Sometimes when you're in the midst of it, it's painful, but you know it's for a purpose, it's a reason. And again, this is another great thing for the Christians in the group. Romans 8:28, you know that there's good in everything for those who love the Lord. I mean, it's just, you know that it's a positive result, so you can go through anything. It gives you, it sustains you through anything that might happen in your life. Number six is measure yourself only against yourself. A lot of us love comparison. We'd love to compare ourselves to Jet. Well, I'm going to tell you, if you sit around and you compare yourself to Jet, you're going to be in a state of depression and Prozac than is available on the face of the earth, so knock it off. You are not Jet. There's only going to be one Jet that I know of on the face of the earth, and I have no desire to be Jet. I mean, I don't want to live my lifestyle that way. But the beautiful thing of it is that we're always going to know that there are going to be people that are better at what we do than we are, and thank goodness for that, because we have, all of us carry shortcomings, and I'm glad that there are people better than I am at network marketing and doing Manatech and sharing. That's terrific. I don't measure myself against the top enrollers in Manatech. I measure myself against whom? Myself. What did I set as my goals, and am I committing? The things I commit to in my life, am I creating? That's where I measure myself, and that's where you need to measure yourself. So acknowledge it's not a race. Don't set yourself up for failure and depression. Set yourself up to accomplish the things that you set out to accomplish, and that's where you measure yourself. Seven is never put yourself down. Again, negative language, never use negative. Understand everybody goes through issues. That's a real big one for you. Again, get away from negativity and putting yourself down. Number eight is dress for your best. This is a huge one. I mean, I can tell you I fit in this in a gigantic way. I have people in my downline just can remember the first couple of years I was doing network marketing, and I was wearing this clothes, and I'm like, because I hated clothes shopping. So I used to, I had a whole wardrobe of things that I wore since I was 18 years old. I mean, this stuff was 25 years old, and I would just keep, and it was just hilarious. People would always say, and it didn't stop me from being successful, but everybody would always kind of comment in the background, and I said, well, who cares what what the wear? And then all of a sudden I started, some people got on my case that I ran a self-development seminar, climber seminar, Sona. She was probably most instrumental. She dragged me to Chico's one day and said, Mary Jo, you just got to start, And she really got in my face. And I love Chico's because somebody else picked out the clothes for me. So I started buying Chico's.